Well, we also want to check in on Haiti, that massive earthquake that hit the country on Saturday. They're still searching for survivors, but we want to go to Dr. Smith Altima. He's the medical director for Capricare, a Haitian-led global nonprofit. And doctor, the earthquake went right through Lake Cai, where you are. What are you seeing?
The situation right now is very terrible, because there is a lot of people and have problem, you know, and with the house above all.
Well, so problems with their houses. I mean, are people trapped in rubble? What has happened? I mean, stressful, yes, we can understand that, but what has happened?
But the first thing has happened, you know, people die, you know, when their house break.
Oh, so their houses, when their houses break and fall on them, they've died. I mean, yes, you are communicating to us. This is just terrible. Those who've survived, can you help them in your hospital?
Yeah, that's the first thing we do over here. And then I come over here and then to receive and then to stay and then to receive people. That's the best way we can help those people.
To rescue them and receive them at the hospital and help them at the hospital. Look, did you have water? Do you have power, electricity? What's going on?
But there is no power. There is no electricity over here because before the earthquake, we don't have electricity. There is almost no water.
Oh, boy. So as you say, before the earthquake, you didn't have electricity. Now you really don't have any power or electricity and water, and you have injured and the dead. What do you need? Do you need people to come from the outside? What do you need?
We need some medication. We need some food. We need something like that.
Yeah.
And then we have to keep care about them. It's not a one thing, one, and then you just finish. And then, you know, after that, there's a lot of things. This person can have, like, infection, you know, if we don't continue to treat them good.
You can save their lives, but then you have to protect them from infections, from their injuries, but also COVID-19. I mean, you had issues with COVID prior to this. Now you've got, add on top of that, those injured in the earthquake. And we understand there might be a huge storm coming. So what are you going to do with the people who are homeless? What will happen if there's a huge storm?
We do what we can do to try to help them. And then, you know, this situation is very worse right now because before, like you said, about the COVID-19, you know, all the situation now is very complicated for us right now.
No kidding. Dr. Altima, what do you want the world to know?
I want the world to know, like, our situation in Haiti is very bad. It's very worst.
It's very worst. It's
not because the earthquake, but the earthquake make it those situations worse.
Yeah. It was bad to begin with, and the earthquake has made it worse.
Yeah. Yeah. Because before we have COVID-19 and then we have a problem about politics, like we don't have president, and then now we have a earthquake. People don't have well to sleep. Like me, I don't have place to sleep. I sleep like everybody outside, you know, outside. No tent. If people can help us, they can go to Capricare and they can help us to buy some medication, to buy some material, and then we can keep protect those people.
We'll link people to your organization at hearnow.org. Dr. Altima, again, medical director for Capricare, the Haitian-led global nonprofit in Haiti and Lake Cai. Thank you so much and best of luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you for you too.
And we will continue to follow two major stories, catastrophes really, the earthquake in Haiti, the fall of the U.S.-backed government in Afghanistan.